WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The young English quartet Empirical has been scooping up jazz awards in the UK, and our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead thinks their new second album might be their breakthrough in the States, and not just because it honors one of their American heroes.
The English band Empirical, playing Hat and Beard by Eric Dolphy, a patron saint of the 1960s avant-garde. Like his colleagues Charles Mingus and John Coltrane, Dolphy could blur the lines between traditional and exploratory jazz. In hipster parlance, he played both inside and outside. Empirical played two Dolphy tunes on their album dedicated to him, Out and In. Here's one of their originals, Nathaniel Facey's So We Left. Empirical's new CD is less about reviving Eric Dolphy's music than recapturing the spirit of his 1964 masterwork, Out to Lunch. That album had the same quirky rhythmic lineup this quartet does, bass and drums plus vibraphone instead of piano. That creates a different kind of backdrop for Nathaniel Facey's alto sax. Lewis Wright on vibes and Shaney Forbes on drums, a twistin' and a turnin'. Empirical perform an extreme version of jazz's everyday miracle. They play mostly spontaneous, constantly mutating parts that fit together like clockwork. Close listening is the key. The middle part of Syndicalism by bassist Tom Farmer lacks the typical markers of swing rhythm. There's no walking bass or pulsing ride cymbals. But all the players contribute to the cat-like prowling, including guest Julian Siegel on tenor sax. The band Empirical take what they learned from Eric Dolphy and make it their own. If jazz often seems preoccupied with its own past, it does have a way of reinventing itself out of its root materials. Nowadays, bands get praise for evoking the 60s like it's the 1980s all over again. But even revivalism ain't what it used to be. The 80s version was partly an attempt to write problematic music out of jazz history. New revivalists like Empirical are writing that outside stuff back in.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Out and In, the new album by the British band Empirical.